From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project. It's news, information, and your home for late-breaking Kucinich debate news. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It is January 15th, 2008, and it looks like Dennis Kucinich will be in the debates tonight.
Or he might not be in the debates tonight. I don't know if you heard this, but a Nevada judge ordered NBC News to include Representative Dennis Kucinich in this Democratic debate tonight in Nevada.
Yeah.
But NBC is appealing that.
It's just
saying
so
they disagree
tough.
With the judge's decision. They're filing an appeal saying he didn't really have jurisdiction over this.
But apparently Congressman Kucinich is still going.
Well, you know, he was originally given an invitation back on January 9th, and then it was revoked 2 days later. And then he went to the courts.
You love me, you don't love me, you
see,
love me, you don't love
you're
me.
You're in, you're out. So we'll see tonight. You're going to have to tune in. And I'm not just saying that because I work there sometimes. I want to see if Dennis Kucinich gets a podium.
Okay.
Coming up on our show today, the President of the United States is continuing his tour in the Middle East. Actually, he's wrapping it up. He's been there since left on January 8th, I believe. Mm-hmm. He is in Saudi Arabia right now, where it's a little after 3 in the afternoon. A lot of headlines about the $120 million arms deal with Saudi Arabia. We'll dig into it with a reporter who is on the road with the president.
Also, the North American International Auto Show is in full swing. The auto industry thinks this is important. Detroit does too. What about you? Why should you care? Well, we're going to try to make you care later on this hour.
And singer Katie Tunstall, she came by our studios yesterday with those equipment and microphones.
Oh, there was so much stuff.
Singers. It was an extravaganza. And we'll bring it to you a little later on in the show. Her latest album is called Drastic Fantastic. We'll also go to our guest newscaster, Celeste Headlee, for today's headlines in just a moment. But first, here is the BPP's big story. MySpace sets a new safety standard. Following pressure from law enforcement and parents around the country, MySpace says it will attempt to protect younger users from online sexual predators and cyberbullies.
MySpace will create a task force of industry professionals to improve the safety of its 110 million worldwide active users. And it will invite other social networking sites to participate. The site has already begun reviewing all the images on MySpace and deleting those that are deemed pornographic. Here's the company's chief security officer, Hemu Nigam.
Over the last 2 years, we have implemented over 100 different safety features, designs, and programs across our company. And that's a tremendous step forward. But what we're doing here is actually now taking those steps and saying it's time to go to the next level.
The agreement between MySpace and 49 state attorneys general was announced yesterday. Here's North Carolina's AG, Roy Cooper.
We believe that the fastest way to implement this technology is to do it in a cooperative effort.
Okay, here are some of the details. Under the agreement, profile for users under 16 will not be available to strangers. People over 18 won't be able to add anyone under 16 as a friend unless they have their last name or their email address. And parents will also be able to prevent their kids from setting up profiles.
Now, the only state not joining in this whole thing is Texas. Their AG, Greg Abbott, cited the lack of an age verification system in the agreement. And experts say that issue, being able to determine how old a MySpace user is, that'll be one of the toughest issues this new task force will have to tackle.
Pari Aftab, executive director of WiredSafety.org, a children's internet safety group, says, quote, "There's no system that will work for age verification without putting kids at risk." Aftab, an attorney herself, believes the agreement is a good first step, but could have unforeseen consequences, and explains, quote, "Age verification requires that you have a database of kids, and if you do, that database is available to hackers and anyone who can get into it."
She estimates that 20% of teens have met someone online that they had never met in person. And just yesterday, prosecutors in New York City announced that two girls younger than 15 were lured via MySpace to the home of a couple who allegedly gave them alcohol, engaged them in sexual activities, and took them to a strip club where the girls apparently performed on stage.
While attorneys general who came to the agreement with MySpace say they are pleased with the result, lawsuits against the company remain possible.
That is the BPP's big story. Now we are pleased to welcome Celeste Headley. She has even more news.